SBC USA Cheap R Plus. Instructions using the Joshua Shout. When you have read the entire book, you are ready to make your recording. You need to see a clock with a second hand or a stopwatch while recording, so that you leave the actual number of seconds on the tape. In part one, use a light weight, big enough to see rise and fall. Later on, as your strength increases, add more weight and length of time. Your chi power will also increase. In part two, your practice hanging object can be simple wind chimes or an elaborate work of mobile art. You should be far enough away that the object is moved by chi power and not wind.
Joshua Shout. The SBC USA Chi Power voice is one of your most powerful weapons. It should be used when you are throwing chi. For the most part, chi throws should be with the palm butt of your hands. You should build the throwing chi in a circular motion. Use both hands, elbows, knees, and feet in a rhythmic, circular movement to build strong chi power. You should feel the tingle begin to build throughout your body. As you throw your chi, make the shout. Breathe inward while forming the sound, yeah, and strongly outward as you complete the shout. Wah! Yeah! Wah! This shout can instantly destroy your enemy's thought pattern and lower his defenses. It works on mankind, animals, birds, and even fish in shallow water. When the chi has been built instantly per instructions and a wave from your toes to the tips of your fingers, the Yahweh shout carries electrical energy. When done with sufficient strength, it can actually knock a bird from the air or kill. Use this power very wisely. You are actually shouting the name of God. His name carries with it great power. You can use this tape to begin with, but you still should make a tape in your own voice so that you listen to you. Audio tape, record your own voice. Part 1. First, lie on the floor on your back. Place a weight on your abdominal muscles, gut, or tummy. When you breathe in, your abdomen should rise. When you breathe out, your abdomen should fall. Your breath rate should be as if deep sleeping. We're adding 3 minutes to tape. Seconds. One minute. One minute, 30 seconds. Two minutes. 30 seconds. Minutes. Part two. Now stand with your hands to your side and rest. Feet should be shoulder width apart. Take a slow, deep breath. Direct your thoughts to your chi point, located about 2 inches below your navel. Forcefully breathe inward to your chi point, then force your breath out slowly through pursed lips. Try to form a deep vocal sound as you inhale and exhale. Repeat the slow, deep breaths, feeling the chi point continually. Develop a comfortable, slow, deep breath rhythm to and from the chi point. Your abdomen should expand with each inhalation. You will be reminded about the breathing so you can concentrate on fully tensing each set of muscles to build your chi. Begin with the big toe on your left foot. Direct your thoughts to that toe. Mentally feel its bottom, then top. Then contract it by grabbing the floor with it. Breathe chi rhythm. Now direct your thoughts to your right big toe. Feel its bottom, then top. Contract it in the same way. Breathe chi rhythm. Now focus your attention back to the toes of your left foot. Place them in a state of tension by strongly contracting them. Grasp the floor and even deeper with them. Hold the tension. Breathe chi rhythm. Now tense the toes of your right foot the same way. Hold the tension. Breathe chi rhythm. Now tense the arch of your left foot. Hold. Tense your right arch. Hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Tense your left heel. Plant it deep into the floor. Hold. Tense your right heel. Hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Left ankle, tense, hold. Right ankle, tense, hold. Left calf, tense, hold. Right calf, tense, hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Left knee, tense, hold. Right knee, tense, hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Left thigh, tense, hold. Right thigh, tense, hold. Buttocks, tense, hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Lower back, tense, hold. Abdominal muscles, tense, hold. Upper back, tense, hold. Chest, tense, hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Neck, tense, hold. Left shoulder, tense, hold. Right shoulder, tense, hold. Left upper arm, tense, hold. Right upper arm, tense, hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Left elbow, tense, hold. Right elbow, tense, hold. Left forearm, tense, hold. Right forearm, tense, hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Left wrist, tense, hold. Right wrist, tense, hold. Left fingers, tense, hold. Right fingers, tense, hold. Left thumb, tense, hold. Right thumb, tense, hold. Breathe chi rhythm. Your entire body should now be in a state of tension. Hold that tension. Continue to breathe chi rhythm. Now place your hands firmly together at eye level. Fingers tightly together, pointing upward as in praying. Exert pressure, one hand against the other. Continue the pressure as you bend your knees in a half knee bend, feet flat on floor. At the same time, lower your hands, still pressed together to your chest while breathing inward. Having filled your lungs, begin to expel the air through pursed lips, making a louder sound. Do this as you begin to straighten your legs and lift your still pressed together hands to the heavens. When your praying hands are fully extended above your head and your legs are straight, you should have expelled all the air in your lungs. Then as you slowly breathe inward, lower your hands and knees again to the previous position to fill your lungs. Repeat this pumping action to build chi. Move to your practiced hanging object. Push throw your chi at the object through your right hand. Fingers cupped tightly together and thumb folded toward your palm. Direct the chi out from the butt of your palm while using the Yah-wah shout. Remember to use the circular movements for building strong throwing chi. Then throw the chi at the object through your right elbow and continue to shout with each throw. Repeat with your left fingers and left elbow. Then kick at the object with your right knee, then kick with your right foot. Now kick with your left knee and left foot. Repeat the exercises and shouts with your fingers fully extended as a knife. Alternate and repeat several times. The object of this practice is to throw additional blood flow through your joints. It also keeps you ready to defend yourself when necessary. Part 3. Now look at the Chi Par poster for the locations of the organs. Sit cross-legged on the floor. Now draw the chi to your hands in praying position. Remember, your inhaling should cause your tightened gut to extend slightly against the tension. To help you remember, make a deep noise when inhaling and exhaling. Direct your chi flow, along with the statements, into and out through your internal organs by firmly placing your hand over the organ. Close your eyes. As you visualize and feel each internal organ, forcefully breathe chi into and out through each organ. 1. Place one hand over your thyroids. Place your thumb on one side and fingers on the other. Place your other hand over your thymus. Breathe chi flow out through thyroids. Thyroids. My spirit is at peace as I direct chi power to my internal organs. My spirit is at peace as I direct chi power to my internal organs. My spirit is at peace as I direct chi power to my internal organs. 2. Place one hand over your thymus, the other just below it over your heart. Breathe chi flow out through thymus. Thymus. I am strong and courageous. I am strong and courageous. I am strong and courageous. Now tap on the sternum over the thymus like Tarzan beating his chest. Tap 3 times with each fist. This helps to strengthen the immune system and enlarge the thymus. 3. Keep your hands in same position. Breathe chi flow out through heart. Heart. I forget the bad. I remember the good. I am generous and forgiving. I am relaxed. I forget the bad. I remember the good. I am generous and forgiving. I am relaxed. I forget the bad. I remember the good. I am generous and forgiving. I am relaxed. 4. Lower your hands to both sides of your ribs. Breathe chi flow out through lungs. Lungs. I am reverent and without fear. God is the giver of life and death. All that happens is meant for my ultimate good. For this I am thankful. I am reverent and without fear. God is the giver of life and death. All that happens is meant for my ultimate good. For this I am thankful. I am reverent and without fear. God is the giver of life and death. All that happens is meant for my ultimate good. For this I am thankful. 5. Lower your hands, right hand over your liver, left hand over your spleen. Breathe chi flow out through liver. Liver, I am happy, I am cheerful, I am kind. I am happy, I am cheerful, I am kind. I am happy, I am cheerful, I am kind. 6. Keep hands in same position. Breathe chi flow out through spleen. Spleen, I am filled with faith and confidence. I expect only good. I am filled with faith and confidence. I expect only good. I am filled with faith and confidence. I expect only good. 7. Now move hands closer to each other. Fingers should interface and touch just below your ribs. Breathe chi flow out through stomach. stomach. I am patient and content. I am patient and content. I am patient and content. 8. Keep hands in same position. Breathe chi flow out through pancreas. Pancreas. I look for the best in myself and others. I look for the best in myself and others. I look for the best in myself and others. 9. Keep hands in same position. Breathe chi flow out through gallbladder. Gallbladder. I reach out with love and peace. I reach out with love and peace. I reach out with love and peace. 10. Move both hands to your back, with the heels of your palms just touching your back rib cage and fingers pointing downward on each side of your spine. Breathe chi flow out through adrenals. Adrenal glands. I am trustworthy and loyal. I am trustworthy and loyal. I am trustworthy and loyal. 11. Keep hands in same position. Breathe chi flow out through kidneys. Kidneys. My internal energies are balanced. My internal energies are balanced. My internal energies are balanced. 12. Now move your hands to front of body over small intestine. Fingers should be pointing down with sides of hand touching each other. Breathe chi flow out through small intestine. Small intestine. I am joyful and filled with strength. I am joyful and filled with strength. I am joyful and filled with strength. 13. Move your hands to cover your large intestines on the side of your abdomen. Breathe chi flow out through large intestine. Large intestine. I am clean and good. I will enjoy what I do. I am clean and good. I will enjoy what I do. I am clean and good. I will enjoy what I do. 14. Place one hand under your crotch, the other hand over your bladder. Breathe chi flow out through bladder. Bladder. I am balanced and in harmony with my Creator. I am happy. I am balanced and in harmony with my Creator. I am happy. I am balanced and in harmony with my Creator. I am happy. Part 4. Now gently begin to relax your body. Breathe as if deep sleeping. Sit with hands at rest in your lap, one hand upon the other, palms up. Be sure to keep your spine straight so that breathing is easy. Gut should extend with each inhaling breath. Again, concentrate your thoughts. Mentally visualize each muscle as you relax it. Breathe to your chi point in a slow, relaxed chi rhythm. Do not force your breath. Breathe to continually feel your chi point rhythmically as if sleeping. You now know how each muscle feels when tense. Now you're going to teach it the opposite. Each muscle will now learn to relax. Now relax the big toe of your left foot. Speak to it if necessary. Relax the big toe of your right foot. Breathe chi rhythm. Left toes, relax. Right toes, relax. Left arch, relax. Right arch, relax. Left heel, relax. Right heel, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. Left ankle, relax. Right ankle, relax. Left calf, relax. Right calf, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. Remember to speak out loud to any part that does not cooperate. Left knee, relax. Right knee, relax. Left thigh, relax. Right thigh, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. Buttocks, relax. Lower back, relax. Abdominal muscles, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. Upper back, relax. Chest, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. And speak to any part that does not stay relaxed. Neck, relax. Left shoulder, relax. Right shoulder, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. Left upper arm, relax. Right upper arm, relax. Left elbow, relax. Right elbow, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. Left forearm, relax. Right forearm, relax. Left wrist, relax. Right wrist, relax. Left fingers, relax. Right fingers, relax. Left thumb, relax. Right thumb, relax. Breathe chi rhythm. Your entire body should now be completely relaxed. Remember to speak to any part which may have tensed again. Now look to the spot on your forehead just above your nose, the third eye. You should see light. The light will vary in color depending upon your physical and mental condition. If you are truly relaxed and at peace, the light should be white or golden in color. The light may now form into a shape or shapes. Some people see visions through the third eye. Don't force the vision. Allow it to open naturally. Take your time. God may show you things meant for your understanding. You may not fully comprehend the things you will see, but be patient. As time passes, God will reveal the meaning of your vision. Seconds. Now, do the stretching exercises. Gently begin to stretch. First, lift your chin high to stretch your neck. Hold. Next, slowly push your chin down as far as you can toward your chest. Now, very slowly, roll your head to the left, then as far back as it will go. Then very slowly to the right and down toward your chest. Then reverse the process. Next, lay on your back. Stretch your toes forward and backward as far as they will go. Relax and repeat 3 times. Now bend your left leg at the knee. With both hands, pull your knee toward your head. Try to touch your knee with your nose by moving your head to also meet your knee. Don't be discouraged if your nose does not meet your knee. The movement is only meant to stretch your muscles. Repeat the stretch with your right leg. Stretch 3 times each leg. Then, with your knees bent, lift your buttocks as high as you can and tighten your rectal orifice. Hold for 30 seconds. 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 Now stand on your feet. To improve your balance, stand on your left foot while holding your right foot next to your groin. Try it. You can do it. Seconds. 30 seconds. Repeat standing on your right foot and holding your left foot to your groin. Seconds. Seconds. Devise your own balance exercises, but don't test God by taking foolish risks. Ask for courage, and He will give you His. Focus exercise. Move straw. A soft drink straw suspended with a thread makes an excellent chi focus exercise device. Simply tie one end of a long thread around the middle of the straw to a level balance. Use a thumbtack or tape to attach the other end of the thread to the bottom side of a surface that permits the straw to freely float in the air without friction at your eye level. Occasionally, you will need to wipe straws with a dry cloth to clear ions that may pollute them. When developing your chi, direct your thoughts to draw the chi from your hand to your chi point. Slowly deep breathe to your chi point and allow your abdominal muscles to expand only slightly. Do not hold your breath while concentrating. You must continue to breathe deeply and slowly qigong. With your hand about 12 inches away from the straw and arm outstretched, gently tense your hand and arm muscles. Direct your thoughts to draw the chi from your hand to your chi point. Emphasize your inward breath. Gently beckon one end of the straw with your forefinger. The end of the straw should move toward you. You are using yin chi. Be sure you do not inhale or exhale directly at the straw and that it is not being moved by any air currents in the room. You must move the straw with your yin chi power only. This requires mental concentration. Now strongly tense your forefinger and point it at one end of the straw. Push the straw with your yang chi by mentally reversing your chi flow. This takes a small mental effort, and watch the payoff. This practice makes a great game to play with a friend to see who has the stronger chi. Focus exercise, eye practice. Next, from 3 feet away, focus your eyes on one end of the straw, with hands gently pressed together in the praying position just below your eye level. Deeply breathe to your chi point. By gently drawing your yin chi from your eyes to your chi point, you should cause the end of the straw to pull toward you. Again, emphasize your inward breathing. Next, forcefully press your hands together and reverse the chi from your chi point out your eyes and cause the yang chi to push the straw away. Emphasize your outward breath, but do not breathe directly at the straw. Try the eye practice from various distances. Push or pull the straw with your eyes by reversing your chi flow. This too takes a small mental effort. This is not black magic. This power is a gift from the Creator of the universe and given to people who are created in His image. It is not given to any other creature. It proves you are not an animal. Give God the thanks. Focus exercise. Extinguish a candle with your eyes. As in part two, fast tense your muscles and away from toes to fingertips while standing. Again, pump, build your chi power with hands tightly together in praying position. Use a standard household emergency candle. Birthday candles burn too quickly and will not be extinguished. Place the candle with a very short wick and small flame before you. Clip the wick to shorten it. Focus your eyes on the flame. Now place your hands in the praying position at chest level and press together very hard while forcing the yang qi out of your eyes. Keep your gut very tight while you slowly force breathe into and out from your qi point. Don't breathe at the candle. Direct your outgoing breath toward your tensed gut. Your head may break out in a sweat. Watch the candle flame slowly die. With each of your yang qi outgoing breaths, the flame becomes smaller until it goes out. This takes much effort and endurance. Beginners may wish to place the candle inside a pot lying on its side. Don't give up. Focus exercise. Fill your yang qi to extinguish the flame. After you build your qi, close one hand in a fist. From several feet away, open the other hand. With your fingers tightly cupped together, use the butt of your palm to throw your yang qi at the candle flame. At the same time, use the yah shout. Your yang qi should be able to extinguish the candle flame on impact. Qi moves slower than wind, so allow time for your qi to reach the flame. Focus exercise, time control. Do not build your qi. Sit cross-legged on the floor, hands at rest on your knees. Have a friend drop a pen or pencil at your arm's length away from you and at your eye level. Try to catch the object before it hits the ground or floor. Now build your qi by force breathing to and from your qi point while your hands are pressed together in the praying position at your chest level and your gut is tight. Direct your yang qi to your hands. Your hands should become very warm. Then place your warm hands at rest on your knees again. Do not focus your eyes on the object. Leave your eyes unfocused. You must continue to force breathe to your qi point. Have your friend drop the object again. You should now easily catch the object. This test is not simply quickened reflexes. This is using yang qi to slow time. You are made in the image of God, creator of time. The proof is in the uses of the aforementioned gravity forces, and it can save your life. Additional instructions on how to use qi power in your voice. Deeply breathe to your qi point. Lower the tone of your voice and force the words you speak. They should come out of your throat strongly and slowly. Speak as if your voice were coming from your qi point. Try to add a rasping, cutting sound to your voice. It should be very low, powerful, rasping sound. Each word must be forced from your throat with as much power as you can muster. As time passes, the qi power voice you create will become a habit. This habit also requires you to think strongly of each word before you speak it. Never use slang or curse words. Words are like two-edged swords. They can wound, kill, or heal. Make it a habit to use words that ennoble the person or creature to whom you speak. If you don't understand the exact meaning of words, use a dictionary to learn them. Almost all English words have several meanings. It is extremely important to know the exact meaning of the word you wish to speak or write. There are small, hand-sized, computer-type dictionaries with a thesaurus of words that have the same meaning. A dictionary should be your constant companion for quick reference. Voice communication is the most important skill you will ever learn. While you are learning the qi power voice, you will be gaining self-respect. It was by words that worlds were created and angels fell. Treat words with extreme respect, and respect will be given you by others that will humble you. Pride and learning are incompatible. A proud person cannot learn. A humble person is willing to listen and learns much. Again, we caution you to use the qi power voice with extreme care. Do not hurt others with it except under extreme provocation.